welcome to the Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. My brother, Christian, disappeared in Mali, Africa in 2003. He disappeared without a trace. We lost his story. We didn't have closure. We lost so much. I was fighting and searching to find Christian when actually I just needed to sit in stillness and attract him in. I was so resistant to doing this, but I had to surrender. It's a process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing.
And we were destined from the start to tell our story into the dark, for we were born to a great white shark.
Hello everybody. Hello, welcome, come on in. As always, come and sit round in a circle. The circle just signifies that everybody has equality and, we're all connected. So I must apologise, first of all, for the missing of last week's show. I did turn up at 5 o'clock and I'd missed it because the producers who I work with are in America on the West Coast, and they changed their clocks that week, and obviously we in the UK don't change our clocks for another week on top of this, so a little bit of a mix-up, but I completely trusted that everything was as it should have been, because we did the first 8 shows of this podcast, and that last show, number 8, was pretty big for myself and for Christian. I stood up and owned the fact that I am the finder of lost things. And I also started to call in Christian's lost objects from Africa to come to me in the physical. So that was a major, major show. And actually, when I turned up and there was nobody there, that week I'd had really very little information and guidance on what to put in the show. And that was why. So I'm kind of bringing the thread through into this show, which seems to be actually starting a new set of 8 shows. So it's almost like this is going to be series 2. So series 1 was Christian and I and a few guests really setting up our backstory and almost saying goodbye to the past. So putting it to bed in some way. So, all our story and... all the goodness that we could get out of it. Now, with spring equinox, if you're listening in Australia, you will have autumn equinox. So this is all like a big time of change. This sort of second part of the podcast, we are going to be moving very much from Christian and I and our sort of internal story to... A lot more guests coming on the show. We're going to turn our focus to you, the listeners, and we really want to be helping you now as we begin to navigate forwards. So a little bit of context. So we've had just had our spring equinox in the UK. Up to there, we've also had Valentine's Day. We've also had Mother's Day, which are like major, major trigger dates for lots of us who have loved ones who've moved into spirit. It's also the time now where we're looking at coming out of lockdown restrictions, the easing gradually of in the UK. I must say, I'm very glad the kids have gone back to school. I've got some headspace again. But all this movement is difficult to handle for lots of us. And I think actually this relaxing of the restrictions is going to be a real flashpoint for many of us as we start to emerge into a life which is often going to be very different from how we went into lockdown and even the beginning of 2020. So yeah, we've got all these things which are really working in they can work in a way to off balance us. And spring equinox is all about balance, you know, the equal night and day, so the light and the dark. And I guess this is a time when what we've lost becomes very obvious, but also what is light, what's ahead of us, and what is present with us also becomes very obvious. So we're in this real moment of trying to regain some balance, but we've got all this unknown ahead of us. We've got change coming at us, which none of us like. So yeah, very difficult time. So what I'd really like to talk through today is set a bit more context to how people are feeling, how I'm interpreting people are feeling, what they're telling me. And also want to give lots of guidance from Spirit. Had loads this week and the last couple of weeks. There's also something I'd really like to try with you, which you would will find helpful if you have something to write with. So paper and pen, and just a few thoughts, so free writing, so things that might be waiting to come up, so truths that are waiting to come up for you, which will make it a more pleasant experience moving forwards. And also I want to tell you a bit about what's happened to me in the last couple of weeks, because I think it will inspire you, and like so you can see the how a level of trust really, really will help you as we move forwards from this time. So I've had lots of conversations the last couple of weeks with first one I'd like to talk about is a family friend who actually her husband died 6 months before the first lockdown. So this was in 2020. And like the isolation has been very difficult for her, but she was telling me she's been very supported by family. But actually as we're coming out, or as we've been in the third lockdown, like it's been really hard. And I think a lot of us have found the third lockdown through winter hard enough as it is, but also where you're still grieving and life is kind of stuck. So it's really been difficult for our friend she can accept, she says, that life will never be the same again for her. But it's been really hard to grieve. And it's also been even harder to kind of move on in any meaningful way and rebuild life. And she also said that there's this other thing about when, because so many families have been affected by lockdown, we are in this time of a sort of collective grief. So everybody has some sort of loss or grief, even if it's like lost time, if it's lost opportunities or anything like that. It doesn't need, lost finances, lost jobs. So it doesn't need to be the death of somebody at all. It can be any type of loss that we all need to adjust to, and we've all been dealing with in our own ways. So yes, our friend was sort of saying everybody's coping with a grief, and it's almost like her grief, which was so new anyway, it's almost like being forgotten. You know, it's people are no longer acknowledging her grief. So, you know, it's really been a difficult time. I'm also part of a writing group, and somebody posted she'd lockdown three and COVID-19 has, she says, I'm broken. You've won. Okay. everything about her body, about her life, about this, like she says there's an itch in her mind, it's a place, and it's a place she can't reach, you know, she's frustrated, she's bored as well, and this sort of idea of life as a sort of suspended reality, and that, you know, there's just this uncertainty and fear. I mean, she's really feeling the heaviness of her emotions as well as the collective emotions around everybody else as well. And it's like that wishing for change, but not really knowing how to change, like being given the opportunities. And the body is tired and the brain is pretty scrambled and foggy. So that's sort of two conversations I've had. And another third conversation I've had was this weekend, actually. And this idea, when you look at nature, you can see, and actually today, from my perspective on the wheel of the year, is actually the beginning of awakening time. So you can see it in nature. And I went for a walk today as well, and we talked about it the weekend. If you look at everything that's around us, some things are already blossoming, like all the blossoms, the fruit trees, cherries, things like that. Other trees are sort of, you can see the buds forming, and other plants and trees still look like they're in the winter hibernation. So the energy at the moment, I've found it difficult in the last couple of weeks. Some days I've been really full of energy. Other times I've been drained, like, and it's an up and down, and you can see how nature is, like, it's all starting to move, but some of it's a lot further ahead, seemingly further ahead than other things are happening for other plants and trees. And I think that's probably the same for all of us as we're experiencing spring as well. So forget about lockdown restrictions and sort of normal life coming back. You know, we are in a pattern of this awakening time, which is an uncomfortable time anyway. I'm just getting it's an uncomfortable time. And that's something which, like, that's a big truth. So I'm going to be getting lots of guidance from spirit today. So that is one of the big truths. It's almost like, write it down. It's okay, because this is an awakening time. It is an uncomfortable time. It's a natural time for things to be moving, to be changing. Okay. And it's almost like we have to allow that to happen. Yeah. I get it. It's like, it's natural. It's normal. It's fine. But we have this, when I was a student many years ago now, 20 years, no, more than that, more than 20 plus years ago, I was a counsellor. It was a nighttime counsellor. So we used to sit in a little room with a telephone, and anybody who needed us could phone the number, and we would be there to help talk through any problems, things like that. And when I was doing the training for it, we were asked, you know, when do you think during the year is the most difficult time for people? You know, when do you know, most suicides happen? When do people, you know, really find it difficult, experience depression, things like that? And we all sat around going, well, it's got to be Christmas and New Year, hasn't it? Because that's when you kind of see everybody else, how they're with family and things like that. But actually, no, it's not. It's springtime. And it is. It's when life starts to come back and you see people moving around. But actually, life, like, what do I have to look forward to? Where are my friends? Where are, you know, it's an overwhelming time. So all of this is basically saying, if this is something that you're experiencing, and I think we all are experiencing this up and down and probably fog of what is ahead of us, you know, what can we see? So it's perfectly normal. And that's okay. That's okay. It's almost like you have to surrender to this. So this is coming in. It's like you have to surrender to this. It's okay. It's almost just relax into it. Accept it. It's a difficult time. And often when you hear of what other people are experiencing and you go, oh, okay. So we all know this is going to be a time when the light and the dark are going to come up. So it might be, I had a chat with another friend quickly as well this afternoon, and she was saying that some days she's, you know, feeling positive and things are moving forwards, and then something kind of pulls her back and stops her. So that sort of sets the scene of where we are at the moment. Now, I asked for guidance for this time, for spring equinox. I actually did it for last week's show, but it still completely stands. So I asked some questions, and I'm still in. When I was going to do the show last week, I was in this very foggy area in my head. I just made this big decision of standing up as the finder of lost things and calling in Christians lost objects. And then I was like, oh, well, what happens now? and it literally went quiet for 4 days, and I actually had time to relax and rest. So like, if you're given a time where it goes quiet and you're not really, nothing really is going on, please use that time to rest and mother yourself. We'll talk about that in a minute, because rest assured that if you're given this peaceful time, you're going to need, it's there for a reason. So time, you know, you will then need all that energy and rest and recuperation, that energy that you've gained, you will need it as you're moving forward. Sorry, my voice is going, which means there's a lot of guidance for this is maybe for somebody in particular. When I have foggy times, I do use it as a rest and recuperation time. But I also have three things that I particularly use, and which we will talk about more in the programs, but there's three things that I particularly use to bring me guidance. These are three things anyone can use. And they bring real clarity for me. Even if they're small little steps forward, they give me a pathway to follow. So the first one is tarot cards and oracle cards. Now, they are actually enjoying a bit of a renaissance at the moment. Lots of people that I know have got oracle cards. Now, they're probably if the idea of tarot cards kind of makes you go, oracle cards are a lot easier. So for me, oracle cards and tarot cards, they work on like a higher, I see it as like a higher energy, whether that's your soul or your spirit guides, or we'll talk about all this in another program, but they give you the guidance through the card. So you basically choose a card. So you ask your question, or you have a daily card, anything, and you pick a card, and that card is like guidance for you. The other thing that I do is I journal, which we will be doing a bit in a while. So that is basically asking questions and then just sitting quietly and just writing, and whatever comes into your head, whatever sits in your heart, like you get through the chatter in the brain. So that's journaling. And the other thing is lessons from nature. Like, I will just go out, I will ask a question, And I will go for a walk and I will notice things in nature. We'll be doing that. I've got a beautiful lady who's going to come and talk to us about lessons in nature. But those three things really, really do give me guidance. That's how I receive a lot of my guidance. So I asked seven questions, I think, here on spring equinox, using a range of tarot cards and oracle cards, and I asked for guidance for all of us, or for all the listeners of The Finder of Lost Things. And these are I'm just going to read what the question was and give you the rough guidance. Some things will resonate with you, some things won't. That's absolutely fine. Just take a note of anything that you like the sound of or something that kind of shines to you. Yeah, that's all I need to ask. So, and it might be that when I ask, give you the question, you'll immediately think of something in your own head. So just keep a pen and paper with you. And just as I go through, and you can always listen back, see what comes up for you. So the first question is, what new life is emerging for me right now? Okay, and the card I got for us as a collective was the sun. Now, that's all about, like, expect the best. Like, we can all think, as we're coming out of lockdown and we're coming into the spring, we can expect the worst, you know? And actually, I did pull a card just before I came on. And they're not a very attractive creature was the water creature, the water dragon, sorry. Now that dragon is like comes up as the fears and the negative thoughts and beliefs. And they are what this show is really going to be all about, is getting rid of those negative emotions, thoughts, fears. Okay, so the sun is basically telling you to expect the best. Okay, it's like, see the bigger picture, open up to everything that's on offer, even if you can't see anything at the moment. Okay, just open up to possibility. Okay, there's huge power inside of us. Massive power. We are so powerful, all of us. Like, you create what is happening for you. Taking back control of your life is so important. I know that, massively important to me. You know, Christian disappearing, it was like life was completely out of control. I was helpless. But actually, I wasn't at all. I did have control over what I was thinking. And taking back control, I was able to look inside myself and find my powers, find my stability, and find my strength. And then whatever was happening outside, I was able to bend with it, flow with it much better to deal with things. So it's really about, it's like not setting limits on yourself and not setting limits on the potential of things and making bold moves and really believing in yourself. Yeah, the sun. That is what is emerging in us right now. Okay? That new life is there. It's a seed at the moment. It's a seed. And we have to be able to, yeah, expect the best of this seed that's within us, and we can plant the seeds now. Okay, whatever we plant now will come into fruition and fruit in by autumn equinox. Okay, so we've got another, what are we, 6 months? So planting the seeds right now, we can decide what our life is going to be like. That's really important, and I'll go back to that. The second question I asked was, how can we best nurture this new life? So best nurture this seed. And I got life restored. Okay, so that is all about turning your face towards the sun, rising again, healed, renewed. Trust that everything that's happening is happening for you and not to you. Anything that's appearing dead or still not bursting with life or ready to burst with life, like, it will rebirth in the end. It will flourish back to life. And whatever part of you or your life that you thought was dead or lost, turn your face to the sun and you can bring it back to life. And there's a lot about following. I always got advice which was do what you love. And that advice, that came direct from spirit, and it was just a phrase, but that stuck in my heart and I still live to that now. Like, do what you love and things will happen. So yeah, this power of rebirth is massive. The third question I asked was, what part of life most needs the balancing energies of the equinox? And I drew the fox for that. I used a range of different cards. Now, this, the fox, was all about being okay with, like, this in-between time that's happening. We've talked about this sort of in-between time where everything's sort of suspended and we're neither going forwards or going backwards in a lot of ways. But that's okay. So lots needs to be released before we move forward. And kind of allow this to happen, anything that needs to be released. Like, this could be, well, it's going to be thoughts, definitely. It could be situations, it could be people, it could be material things. Like, that's where we have a good spring clean, isn't it? To be able to let things go. Yeah, and the fox also brings this idea of sharpening your senses. Like, being really aware of what's going on around you. And a lot of that has to do with when we talk about missing or lost things. What are you carrying and holding that actually isn't yours? So a lot of that will be other people's fear in this sort of fearful collective. We know how that, you know, the media and listening to other people's opinions without actually questioning them and really deciding for yourself. Yeah, so really sharpening your senses, all of your senses, to what's really happening around you and what's unfolding. And there'll be small things that, like, the fox would notice. And there's also this thing about so what are you carrying that isn't yours? So other people's fears, maybe, and any just like, what things are hiding in plain sight? And I think we talked a lot about the truth of things, like what's really happening. And that it's okay to do this. You know, it's okay to see the truth of things. You know, that really is key. And to allow the truth of things to appear to you. The next question I ask is, where will we experience the most growth this season? So this season being so right now and moving forwards. And that was Star Mother. So this was all about loving ourselves, cherishing ourselves, being held, supported. It's really about, yeah, self-love. And it being like divinely supported. We're going to talk a little bit in a minute about asking for help and how best to do that, because we're not alone. We're never alone. None of us are ever alone. We have a whole team that are with us. Our loved ones, our spirit guides, our soul selves, to name a few. Okay. Accepting their help, like the sun is all about receiving as well. Receiving and accepting help from outside of ourselves, but also knowing that we have everything we need within ourselves as well. We have all the strength, but we need some help along the way to probably recognize this, and to also, it's just like support, knowing that somebody else is there. So we can be alone, but we're never lonely. We don't need to be lonely. We always have that support around. And there's, you know, the Star Mother, she's definitely all about giving and receiving love, and being capable of receiving love, and being compassionate to ourselves, and forgiving ourselves, and nurturing ourselves. So we don't do that. We often don't do that. There's a lot of negative self-talk that goes on, you know, and maybe when we're looking at coming out in the spring, it's like, well, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. You know, I should be making an effort to talk to friends, to arrange, to do things. But actually, if you're not feeling that, that's fine for the moment. Just accept where you are at this moment and understand why you're there at this moment. Okay. And then the next question was, what is holding us back? Where are you experiencing resistance to this new growth that's kind of starting to move? And that was all about the ancestors. And this was, so this is really all about what you're bringing. So it's what's outside of you that you're bringing forward, or you're listening to, or what is shaping you. So that's going to be, that's family. That's going to be ancestors, but it's also going to be the culture that we're in. It's also going to be in the social backgrounds that we're in. So what role we're playing, and how that's a kind of baggage for us, which is stopping us from moving forward. So I'm sure there's a brilliant, I might just do that now. There's a little tool which I use quite a lot, and I have used. And that's actually to just lie, it's often best to lie down or sit down quietly and actually scan your body. You move up from your feet, up through your body, and actually notice. You can, it becomes obvious once you do it. Notice where anything in your body feels heavy or tight. It's like that will often give you a clue as to what you're holding on to and where you're holding on to it. For example, before the children went back to school, I did a scan through myself and actually found that I was holding the children in different areas of my body. I have two children. So one I was holding very much in... it doesn't really matter, but I released them because I was nervous about them going back to school in some some capacity. And I actually just removed or moved the energy that I was sort of holding onto them. I moved it to my heart. So it was a clear, yeah, a clear link between us rather than me being worried about them and nervous about them. So I was sending them off with love. So you can tell in your body what isn't yours and, you know, what you shouldn't be carrying what isn't yours. And there's one other tool that I was shown, which was, it's actually, if you have a connection which you feel you want to get rid of, so it's a connection that isn't healthy any longer, you can actually sort of, like a corkscrew, you can actually, instead of cutting an energy cord, so that would be an energy cord, instead of cutting it, which I always find a bit harsh, like you can corkscrew out an energy that isn't belonging to you. If that doesn't really make sense, that's fine, but I'm sure if you sort of scan your body and even just think about it, that some truth will come up about something that you're holding that you shouldn't be holding on to. And the ancestors are the ones that you can ask for help. Okay, so if we have new ideas and new seeds that we want to plant going forwards, like it's always a good idea to ask the ancestors to protect them for a while. These new ideas and wishes and dreams that you have, because very often if you begin to tell people your new ideas and your dreams, they can turn around and squash them. That the big Monty Python foot that just goes and squashes whatever it's underneath. So you can ask the ancestors to just keep these ideas and these dreams safe for a while, until they're big enough and strong enough for you to start talking about them and putting them into action. So the ancestors are always there to help, always there to help. So, yeah, I think it's really up to you to find that connection with your ancestors, whether it's something like I'm being just shown now, like looking at a photograph of somebody and holding them next to your heart in the photograph and asking them for guidance or anything that you feel that you need, and then open up to any signs and synchronicities and coincidences that start happening to show you a pathway. So it's asking questions of your ancestors and also opening to receive them and trusting the teeny weeny little things. That builds up with confidence, but it's really just getting those, yeah, just noticing these cumulative signs and opening to the mystery of it all. This time is actually really exciting. I'm finding it very exciting, which I'll talk about in a minute, but it is this time of like possibility. It's like unlimited possibility. We often limit ourselves thinking, oh, well, that would be really nice to do that. But, or we are very, very specific about what we want, when actually what could happen is way, way better, like beyond your wildest dreams. So there's limiting, you can limit yourself by being too specific about something. So hopefully that will help in some way. So yeah, just don't limit yourself. Yeah, gosh, if I ever thought that I'd be doing this, even 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. So yeah, don't ever limit yourself on what you can achieve and what you're here to achieve. Okay. I've got two more questions. The other next one was, what does our spirit most need to overcome the resistance? And that was the smoky mirror. So that was, it's, so what's holding you back? This is like the big truth stuff where that lives. It's like deep in your story where you discover the wounds that prevent you from seeing the truth of your current situation. So this is a massive subject, isn't it? But like fears, expectations of disappointment, you know, feelings of unworthiness, maybe all clouding your capacity to really see the potential in yourself and the situation. So it's allowing, yeah, it's like allowing the whole mystery to unfold and being curious about what's happening. So instead of seeing it as a, you know, oh, this always happens to me, I always get this far and then something happens, it's like, where's that come from? That's thinking that has happened in the past. Like, you need to change that thinking or really explore that, where that idea came from, because it wouldn't have come from you. It would have come from parents, from society, from somebody telling you something. So this is all about finding the truth of your thoughts and your feelings and really seeing that they are illusions, that really you have all the potential you need and you're capable of doing anything. And then the last question is, where should we be focusing this season's powerful growth energy? And that was all on the seer. So that's seeing beyond the current situation. All right. Raising your vibration from one of fear and heaviness and loss and all the things which it's really easy to hold on to. It's like rise above that and focus on the love. Focus on what you can change. Focus on your intentions creating for the future. Like, that's where all the focus needs to go on. Instead of seeing yourself as stuck or lost, know that, and if you can't see a pathway really of where to go forward, just keep an intention of this expecting the best. This is where I would want to go. This is where I really need to go. And then just knowing that the universe is like recalibrating a course and a pathway for you. Okay, so I hope some of that has helped. And this whole thing about having a pathway and intention and not really being able to see how it's going to happen. It's like all these little steps. All you can see is what's right in front of you, generally. Let's say that to start with. Like, you can, this is what you can see in front of you. This is what you have to deal with. And then taking the small steps that you can. Even if you can't, yeah, I was talking about that head fog. I think we've all experienced that. And I'm still sort of roughly experiencing it a bit. But it's just trusting and taking those small steps that you can see and flesh it. Like, you have the bones of an idea, something that you like really lights you up, the idea that really something, do what you love, having the idea of it, asking the ancestors to protect that idea from in many cases yourself, from thinking, from self-doubt and you know, limiting yourself. And then like flesh out the idea, ask for guidance and start fleshing out that idea of how it might happen or what it might look like, what's the potential here. And then, yeah, calling in the help, and then being open to receiving all these, the help you're going to get. So yeah, there's a couple of questions. So if you just want to write these down, you don't need to go through them now. But some little questions which might help you and prompt you. So again, it's like having the a bit of stillness and a bit of quiet time, and just don't think too hard about the answers, but it might surprise you what comes up. So the first question is, what would you like to have at this moment in time? What would you like to have? The next question is, what do you want to create? And the next question is, what new adventures would you like to manifest? Okay, and it's... do those questions whenever you want. But now is the time to really not lose focus. And we're being... we've come out of the sort of gusty wind time that we had a few weeks ago, where we were being buffeted backwards and forwards. Like, now is the time for real concentrated focus and using your time really wisely and really mothering yourself, looking after yourself as well. And focus on, yeah, how you want to feel. How do you want to feel? That's a really important question to ask as well. Right, so I think probably there's some all sorts of goodies in there that will help you maybe get some inner strength and some a little bit of fire about what you can achieve. And it's like, if you're not feeling like you want to achieve anything at the moment, that's fine. Like, you go back to the trees and the flowers, some are just not ready to start their growth, you know. But it's just planting those little seeds. Yeah, that's all I need to say. The last thing I would just like to tell you a bit about what's happened to me the last couple of weeks. And I hope that you can see how, for the seeds that you might be planting now and the different thoughts that you're going to have moving forward, you'll be able to see how they can grow and how things can change and how the universe will help you to achieve it. Okay, so autumn equinox, so 6 months ago for me, I was in this place where I was really fearful about standing up in front of people and saying my truth, talking about Christian and myself. I was still nervous about people's reactions. I was still fearful about what was going to be thrown at me. And it was all irrational fears. I mean, and I know it's come... you know, like we were talking about the smoky mirror, you know, where these ideas and these thoughts came from. I mean, mine's past, they all come from, you know, from the culture, from society, from family, from ancestors, from past lives, the whole caboodle. So I had good reason to be fearful about talking openly. But... yeah, autumn equinox, I made a decision that enough was enough and that I had to move on with my life, and I had to use everything that Christian and I had been through to help other people. You know, there was no point in keeping it to ourselves, and I had to not concentrate on what other people were thinking, and I had to step over that barrier and not care what anybody thought. Which I'm pretty much there. There's always the thought in, I, you know, being on social media and things like that is a nightmare for me. I don't really enjoy social media, but it was a decision that I made, and it was a seed that I planted, and the whole... yeah, like the whole reason for this podcast and even how I found out about this radio show and the podcast it was all there once I'd made the intention to speak more freely and openly about Christian and I and our story. These things started to just open up. I was asked to go on be a guest on somebody else's radio show. And I've kind of on this station, and I sort of thought, oh, okay. They also turn each radio show into a podcast, which is something that I'd always been shown. So I inquired, and here I am. That's how it happens. So it's following the signs that you get as well. So we've been doing the podcast for 8 weeks. And then I'm thinking, right, especially after the last, after episode 8, where we had this big sort of number 8. I thought, right, what am I going to do next? Because Christian's, he's talking about this new adventure all the time. He's like, we're on a new adventure now. It's almost like his objects that he's waiting for to come back to him, his camera cards, have already arrived. So we have to let that go. We're just going to let that happen as it's going to happen. And we're now on to the next adventure. So again, this was a right. Okay, we're doing a new adventure. We're seeding this new adventure. And yeah, the last couple of weeks, I have. I didn't think I was going to. I had no intention of, but I have been guided to book myself into a retreat in May next year in France, very near Cannes, so South France, and big investment, but it's the right thing for me. So all I know is that all the time up until next May, it's actually going to be on my birthday, a lot is going to happen which will make me ready for that retreat, because at the moment I don't feel I'm in a position already, because it's ready to do that. But I've said yes to it. By saying yes to something which is going to be a real stretch, I've kind of made a step and a commitment and trust in what I'm being now asked to do. And the universe has just met me halfway. So this week, I've been getting guidance about receiving money to be able to, like, all I can see is it's like a spiral that goes up and wider and wider. So so receiving money, which will help me get a much bigger audience for what we're doing. And a couple of, this last week, I got a random, well, there was nothing random about it. I got an email into my junk box offering, literally, it shone out to me. It's because they never do in the junk box, you normally just knock it away. But it said, telling your story to a wider audience. And I thought, oh, okay, let's have a look. Anyway, it turns out to be a lady in Australia on the Gold Coast, where anyone who knows me in the last year, I've been talking about being drawn to Australia. Anyway, so the last 4 days I've been on a challenge to basically be awarded a sponsorship to join a masterclass in, speaking, audience, global scale, something completely weird. I mean, just unbelievable. So I should know this evening, so it's Australian time, so I know I'm in the running for it. So I should know this evening if I've been awarded a scholarship. Could be a full scholarship or it could be partial, but we'll see. And like if that happens, big gulp, and I have to trust what's happening ahead of me. And if it doesn't happen there, I have to trust that, okay, I've learned a lot in the last 4 days. I've learned a huge lot. And that will be useful for then what comes next. So either way, whatever happens, I'm not pinning my hopes on anything. It's just I know and I trust that we are moving in the right direction. So what I hope you can see from that, because I've only got a couple of minutes, is that once you plant the seeds and you make that intention, you almost have to just let life recalibrate and find a pathway for you. Just keep your faith that you will be able to do this, that you are supported, that the universe is working so hard for you to achieve what you want, and it will give you everything that you need. So there's a big difference between yes, I want this, but what do you need to reach that goal? So any setbacks that you have, just stop and think, okay, what have I learned from this? What can I take forward? Okay, expect the best. Expect the best, people. Okay, so next week I have an amazing guest to introduce to you. She's been a young carer. Both her parents died of cancers, and she has an amazing story to tell, very inspirational. She's can't wait for you to meet her, Rochelle. So that will be next week's show. And yeah, start planting those seeds and protect them, nurture them, really nurture them. You can do this. Okay, lots of love, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Finder of Lost Things. I think we've been triggered so long and so hard by COVID, and it's going to carry on. People are getting used to stillness, and they're getting used to more solitude, but how do you use that time for the highest good? This process that we're going to explore will bring back the joy and purpose to life. That wholeness, you know, that sort of harmony and flow and togetherness. People are really ready to find their lost parts now. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.